Third state of emergency comes to Kingston. Caribbean Moves initiative launched, and United Nations leaders urged to commit to peaceful coalitions. I'm Anthony Morgan with Jamaica House Weekly. Stay tuned. Last week, Prime Minister Andrew Holness called on United Nations UN world leaders to commit to the consolidation of peaceful coalitions. Mr. Holness was delivering remarks at the UN Nelson Mandela Peace Summit on Monday as part of his week-long working visit to the 73rd United Nations General Assembly in the United States. The high-level plenary meeting on global peace was held in honor of the centenary of the birth of Nelson Mandela.
Like Mandela, we too must commit to the consolidation of peaceful coalitions. What better occasion than this summit to do just that? Let that be our legacy in his honor.
On Thursday, Prime Minister Holness, in his capacity as chairman of CARICOM, addressed a CARICOM high-level breakfast event, which saw the launch of Caribbean Moves, an initiative geared at tackling non-communicable diseases, NCDs, within the region.
Recognizing that NCDs remain a major challenge to the health of our population, we have again elevated this to the UN Development Agenda for making it a priority of effort to reduce risk factors.
Thursday also saw the Prime Minister address the UN General Assembly under the theme Building Societies, Securing the Future. Among the high points of his presentation was his call to world leaders for the removal of sanctions against Cuba.
Implementation of the SDGs must be people-centered. Embargoes and other financial and economic barriers must not become tools to prevent people, such as our neighbors, the citizens of the Republic of Cuba, from attaining their rightful development goals. Jamaica continues to call for a lifting of the embargoes against that country.
While in the U.S., Mr. Holness was also invited by the United Nations Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, to partner with French President Emmanuel Macron on a climate change financing initiative to raise $100 billion per year by 2020. The initiative is to support the implementation of the Paris Agreement. Prime Minister Holness outlined that in mobilizing countries to increase their contributions, the aim is to also increase the accessibility of the fund by small island states.
Jamaica always stands ready. We're very pleased to be asked to lead. You know, we can always set targets and we can use smoke and mirrors to achieve them. The real issue is to get the commitment for countries to make the contribution.
Before his departure for the General Assembly last Sunday, the Prime Minister held a special press conference at Jamaica House where he declared the introduction of the island's third state of public emergency. The boundaries of the state of emergency incorporate parts of Central and Western Kingston, as well as the St. Andrew's South Police Divisions. The SOE will last for an initial period of 14 days.
Communities that fall within the boundaries of the state of emergency: Central Downtown, Market and Business Districts, Denham Town, Greenwich Town, Hannah Town, Jonestown, Tivoli Gardens, Trench Town, including Rose Town and Arnett Gardens, and Whitfield Town.
Chief of Defence Staff Major General Rocky Mead. In justifying the introduction of a new SOE, Mr. Holness said it is necessary to use the extraordinary powers afforded to address long-standing crime and public order issues in specified communities.
The government is going to use every single legal tool at its disposal to erode the capacity of criminals. The SOE is but one tool that is forward-facing, that the public sees. But there are other things that the government is doing, which already is bearing fruit.
Prime Minister Holness added that a holistic approach was taken in determining the boundaries of the new state of public emergency.
In the planning, we have taken into account the significant traffic flows, the commercial flows in the market district. We considered the back-to-school period, which is in its closing out stages at this time. We considered as well the hurricane season. And indeed, we considered the period leading up to the Christmas holidays.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for this week's program. Join us next Sunday for more news stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister. On behalf of Studio Engineer Dante Matthews, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.